Southern FM.
The sounds of the Bayside.
When you're listening to The Space Show, looking at some Australian initiatives. A hypersonics launch systems is headquartered in the Brisbane suburb of Carroll Park. It has a vision to create the world's leading hypersonic technology. Now, hypersonic relates to speeds of more than five times the speed of sound. Whoa, that's fast. This depends on altitude, but is generally considered to be between 6,000 and 12,000 kilometres per hour. Following on from the high-shot scramjet flight tests of 2002 and the first flight test of hydrogen-fueled Hi-Fire 7 in 2015, Hypersonics Launch Systems is now building a 3-metre-long vehicle of mass 300 kilograms called DART, D-A-R-T. Using a hydrogen-fueled Spartan engine, DART will have a range of 1,000 kilometres and a speed of seven times the speed of sound. Flight tests are due to begin in the first quarter of next year. Now, DART will be given an initial boost by an Electron rocket supplied by Rocket Lab. The name DART is appropriate because the vehicle looks similar to a paper dart. Given the problems Gilmour Space has had gaining a launch permit for its Eris rocket, which, by the way, Gilmour now has, Supersonics is well aware that the regulatory environment must change. In the words of the company,
as Hypersonics continues to push the boundaries of hypersonic unmanned aerial vehicles, the need for adaptive rule sets has never been more apparent. Building on the momentum created by their innovative initiatives, the appeal to accelerate working groups dedicated to hypersonic technology regulation is now more urgent than ever. Following Hypersonics' pioneering efforts to unite and transform regulatory environments around the world, industry leaders and stakeholders agree that the time to act is now. Hypersonic drones, which are poised to revolutionize aerospace, defense, and other industries, have enormous potential to reinvent everything from freight delivery to emergency response, surveillance, transportation, and satellite launches. However, the antiquated regulatory structures in place today threaten to limit their full potential. Joe Early, head of regulatory affairs at Hypersonics Launch Systems, is at the vanguard of this campaign with an extensive expertise in aviation regulatory reforms. He is a firm supporter for changing rules to match the rapid advancement of hypersonic aircraft technology. Joe emphasizes the crucial necessity for more dialogue and workshops around streamlined regulatory and integrated air traffic control systems that address hypersonic operations. The importance of accelerating regulatory working groups is not limited to Australia alone. Global interest in hypersonic technology is growing, with industry players receiving orders from major carriers such as American Carriers, United Airlines, and Virgin Atlantic. With hypersonic passenger travel expected to become a reality in the 2030s, the importance of developing comprehensive regulatory frameworks cannot be stressed enough. In light of these changes, Hypersonics emphasizes the importance of adaptive reforms, infrastructure development, and standardized norms in realizing the transformational potential of hypersonic technology. This concept is centered on the formation of specialized regulatory teams in conjunction with governments and industry professionals, dedicated to harmonizing practical rule sets and standards. It's critical to expedite regulatory working groups now more than ever, since Hypersonics leads important activities in the field of hypersonic technology. We can create a future where the revolutionary potential of hypersonic technology is limitless by taking advantage of this chance to match regulatory frameworks with technological breakthroughs.
In March of last year, the DART AE was selected by the United States Defense Innovation Unit for testing. The unit requirement is that the DART can maintain speeds above Mach 5 with a maneuverable non-ballistic flight profile and at least a 3-minute flight duration. Our flights will be repeated at short intervals for a total of 3 flights. DART has a modular payload bay able to carry a mass of 10 kilograms. As already mentioned, DART AE will be lofted by a Rocket Lab Electron. In Queensland, Gilmour Space has announced plans to start a suborbital test service for hypersonic vehicles next year. The company will use a rocket based on its existing Eris satellite launch vehicle. Now, Gilmour is unlikely to use its existing spaceport in Bowen and is reported to be considering potential launch sites. Although Australia has wind tunnels able to test small-scale models of hypersonic vehicles, there is no facility able to test full-scale vehicles. It is to fill that gap in the market that Gilmour Space is aiming its efforts. Their proposal is called Hypersonic Flight Test Services. Meanwhile, Gilmour is awaiting a launch permit. Well, it hasn't got the permit to be issued now and is awaiting a chance to launch its Eris rocket. It's unlikely to be... They're going to try and get it away this month, but it's possible it will go into next year.